Mesechtes Nazir, Daf Nun Zayin, 5 lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Vav Mem Beis, the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes Mem Beis brought 11 scenarios in which a Nazir would not only be Tamei Meis, but the Dinim and the process of a Nazir Tamei would apply. The 11th scenario was if a Nazir came into contact through Mago Masa with a Bali sized bone, an Etzem Kisaira. However, clearly, if a Nazir was in an oil with an Etzem Kisaira, he would not become Tamei Meis and would not have to go through the entire process of a Nazir Tamei. And the Mishnah also listed that although if a regular person comes into contact with the Revi'ah Saluga blood of a corpse through either Mago or Masa or oil, that he would become Tamei Meis. However, there is a halacha Meshim seen that states that although the Nazir would become Tamei Meis by coming into contact with the Shear, he would only have a Chiyuv Taglachas and Dinim of a Nazir Tamei if he came into contact with the Chetzi Lug of Dam through Mago Masa or even by being in the same oil. But if a Nazir came into contact with less than a Chetzi Lug of Dam, and even if it was through Mago Masa, the Nazir would not have a Chiyuv to go through the entire process of a Nazir Tamei. And we already saw on Daf Nun Gimel Beis that Rabbi Akiva is chilek on this din. Although, as we'll see from our Mishnah, that the Pashas would be Mashma, if a Nazir was mild with less than a Chetzi Lug of Dam, that he would not be considered a Nazir Tamei, and only if he comes into contact with a Revi'ah Lug of Dam through Mago Masa, he would still have the din of a Nazir Tamei. However, as we learned on Daf Nun Gimel Beis, and as the Rosh and Tosfos clarify over there, that really Rabbi Akiva states his din, he even argues on the Mishnah Daf Mem Tes Mem Beis, even in a scenario where Nazir was mile with less than a Chetzi Lug of Dam, and even in that case, he would be considered a Nazir Tamei and have to go through the process of a Nazir Tamei, meaning he would have to have the Glachas, he would have to bring his Kabanis, and he would forfeit any days they previously counted towards his Nazirus period, and he would have to restart his Nazirus after he becomes Tar. And now Mishnah now begins, Amar Bekiva, Rabbi Akiva stated, Danti Lefnei Rabbi Elazar, I went in front of Rabbi Elazar and I brought the following Kavachayim. Just like we find that an etzem kaseira is so kal that it's not mitame a regular person through tumas oil, and even so, a nazir will have a din that he becomes a nazir tamei and he'll have to do the process of a nazir tamei. He comes into contact with an etzem kaseira through mago masa. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva wants to learn through the din of Revi'ah Dam that Revi'ah Dam should mitame adam ba'oil, that we see that the tumah of Revi'ah Dam is so chamor that it can even a person, even if it's only in the oil hamase, so in din shehi hanazir mekaleach al mago maso, and therefore certainly the din should be that a nazir should become tamei by coming into contact with the Revi'ah Sadam at least through mago maso. And the Mishnah continues, Amali. So Rabbi Elazar responded to me, Mazir Akiva, what type of raya are you bringing over here from a kavuchema? Ain't done in kav and kavuchema in regard to the din of Revi'ah Sadam. We can't learn from a kavuchema, and Rabbi Elazar did not explain why you can't learn from a kavuchema. And the Mishnah continues. And when I came and I said the same thing in front of Rabbi Shua, so Amali Yafa Mata, Rabbi Shua responded to me that I said a very valid Kavachema, Ella Kain Amru Halacha, but the Maisid is Halacha Mishmi Sinai, and therefore, although you have a valid Kavachema, Kavachema cannot be used in conjunction with Halacha Mishmi Sinai. The Gemara and Daphne Zayin Madalaf will ultimately explain that what the Gemara means to say is that since the din of a Nazir being Mitame, Bimago Masa, to an Etzim Kisaira is based on Halacha Mishmi Sinai, therefore, you can't go and learn from a kavachema that this din would apply in the case of a Revi'ah Dam, since the only reason why a Nazir cannot be metame to an etzem kaseira through mago masa is not based on a svara, and it's based on a halacha mishum Sinai. So therefore, you can't learn any raya's from there, and you can't bring any proofs from there, as it's possible that it was a special din that the Torah gave us, b'negiyah the din of etzem kaseira, and that din is not necessarily going to apply anywhere else, since it's not based on a svara. Now, keep in mind that although our Mishnah stated that Rabbi Akiva made a kavachema, and it came out that a Nazir cannot be metame to Revi'ah Dam through Mago Masa. However, as we stated in Akdama, really Rabbi Akiva holds that a Nazir cannot be metame to Revi'ah Dam even by oil. And the Mefarish states over here, Behu Adin the Havilei Lemeima Ali Elois, that Rabbi Akiva should have said that if a Nazir comes into contact with a Revi'ah Dam through oil at Tumah, he would also become a Nazir Tame and have a Chiyu to be Megaleach. And of course, if this is true, then why did Rabbi Akiva say that in Adin Shehe Nazir Megaleach al Mago Val Masa? And the Mefarish explains because Lemaisa, from this Kavachema, Rabbi Akiva couldn't learn more than the din of Etzem Kisaira, because it's a din of Dayalavim and Adin, Lias Kanidan. And since Rabbi Akiva is learning this from a Kavachema from Etzem Kisaira, and since by an Etzem Kisaira, a Nazir only becomes Tamei and has to do Taglachas if he comes into contact with an Etzem Kisaira through Mago Masa, therefore, solely based on this Kavachema, Rabbi Akiva could not extend the din of Revi'ah Dam to more than the din of Mago Masa, and that's why Rabbi Akiva doesn't mention that he actually holds that a Nazir would have a Chiyuv Taglachas even if he came into contact with a Revi'ah Sadam through oil. Goyal, Ayin the Rosh on Dafnun Bezum Beis, who discusses this issue as well, and he says that Rabbi Akiva really had a Kabbalah from his Rabbeim that this is the halacha, and he's just bringing Kavachayma Lishitasi Shabbat Laza. And it's as if Rabbi Akiva is saying, Lididi, according to me, I have a Kabbalah from my Rabbeim, even if a Nazir is Mayal with a Revius Halug of Dam, then the din of Tumma would apply, and he would have a Chiv Taglachas. But even if you do not have a Kabbalah from your Rabbeim, at least you should learn a Kavachayma, and at least you should agree with me that if a Nazir comes into contact through Mago Masa with a Revius Halug of Dam, that he should have a Chiv Taglachas. Mefarish on Daftun Beis and Beis also learns that Rabbi Akiva really has a pasuk of Al Kol Nafshes Meis Lo Yavoi, and that is how he knows Nazir's even Megaleach if he would be Mayal on a Revius Halug of Dam. However, Ayin and Taisis on Daftun Beis, where Taisis says that Rabbi Akiva learns a din, and Nazir has a Chiv Taglachas if he comes into contact with the Revius Dam, even through oil from this Kavachayma, and Lachir Tzarech Biur on Taisis, because we should have a Svara of Dayi Lovim and Adin Lias Kenidain. And we continue on Daftun Zayim and Aleph, and we begin the Gemara, and the Gemara is going back on the statement of Rabbi Shua, who told Rabbi Akiva, Yafa Marta, El Kain Amru Halacha, that the distance is Halacha Meshme Sinai, therefore you can't learn a Kavachayma. And the Gemara asks, Ibailu, we have the following Shaila. Rabbi Shua stated that we can't learn this Kavachayma based on the fact that we have Halacha Meshme Sinai, Etzim Kaseira Halacha. Was he stating that since we know that a Nazir is Megaleach, if he comes into contact through Mago Masa with an Etzim Kaseira, that he would have a dinner and Chiyav of Taglachas, is only based on a Halacha Meshme Sinai? And since Rabbi Akiva wants to learn Rabbi is Tam Kavachayma, that the din is that a Nazir cannot be metame and will be megaleach if he comes into contact with the Revius Dam through Mago Masa, through a Kavachayma, the ain't done in Kavachayma Halacha, and you can't learn a Kavachayma if we're trying to learn that din is from a Halacha Meshme Sinai, as we could say that it's not based on a Svara, and it's only based on a Halacha Meshme Sinai, and it's based on a Xeris Hashem, and therefore there would be no Svara to say a Kavachayma, as a Kavachayma Be'etzim is based on a Svara. This explains that how do we know that Etzim Kisaira is only taught to us by a Nazir from Halacha Meshme Sinai, because he says that since the pasuk in the Gein Nazir says Al Kol Nefesh Meis Lo Yavoi, so it's mashma that Nazir only cannot come into contact with those Tumas Meis which have a din of Tumas Meis, even Ba'ol HaMeis. However, since the din of Etzim Kisaira is not mitame even a regular person through Ba'ol HaMeis, so you may think that it's not applicable to the din of a Nazir. Kamashma that we have Halacha Meshme Sinai teaches us that it is applicable even to a Nazir, and if a Nazir comes into contact with an Etzim Kisaira through Mago Masa, he would be considered Tamei Nazir, and he would have a Chiyuv of Taglachas. And the Gemara continues with the second side of the Shaila. Oidilma, what do we say that Revi is Tam Halacha? And when Rabbi Shua mentioned that there was Halacha L'Meshme Sinai involved over here, he was referring to the din that a Revi is Dam is Mitame, a regular person, even if they come into contact with a Revi is Hadam in a oil. And Ve'etzim Kisair Kavachayma, and Rabbi Kiva wants to learn a Kavachayma from the din of Etzim Kisair to the din of Revi is Dam, and Rabbi Shua is teaching us that ain't done in Kavachayma Mehalacha, since a part of the Kavachayma, which is the Chumrah that we find in the Gei Revi is Dam, that it's even Mitame, a person through Eil Atoma, is based on Halacha Meshme Sinai, so therefore the din of the Kavachayma would not apply, since a part of what the Kavachayma is based on is a Halacha Meshme Sinai. This points out that the entire din that Revi is Dam is Mitame, a person through Eil HaMeis, really only known to us through a Halacha Meshme Sinai, because the Pasuk really says, Al Kol Nafshes Meis Lo Yavai, and the passage of that Pasuk means that a person cannot become Tame, the Shear of Dam that keeps two people alive, because the Lashon of Fashais is Lashon Rabim, and since the Shear that keeps a person alive is a Revius Adam, and therefore with Pashas we should learn from the Pasuk the only way a person will become Tamei Meis by being in an oil with Dam is only if he came into contact with two Revius Adam, and he has to come into contact with a Chetzi Halug of Dam in order to become Tamei Meis. That's why we have Halacha Meshme Sinai that teaches us that a regular person will become Tamei Meis even if he comes into contact with a Revius Adam in an oil. The Gemara ends off and brings Raya to the first side as Tashma, that we have a Brisa that states Etzim Kisair Halacha, that the Halacha Meshme Sinai we're referring to is the din that a Nazir is Megaleach if he comes into contact with an Etzim Kisaira through Mago Masa, Revius Dam Kavachayma, and Rabbi Kiva wanted to learn a Revius Dam that's Metambe B'Mago Masa by a Nazir through a Kavachayma, Ve'in Dam Kavachayma Halacha, even though it may sound like you have a valid Kavachayma, however, we can't prove anything if the actual way we're trying to learn the Kavachayma is coming from something which is only taught us through Halacha Meshme Sinai. And as we explained, since the din of Etzim Kisaira is only based on Halacha Meshme Sinai and not based on Svara, therefore, just based on a Svara, you can't go and apply that din to other dinim. Hadron Lach Kohen Gadol, Hadron Lach Kohen Gadol, Hadron Lach Kohen Gadol, and we begin the new parak, the eighth parak in Masechtas Nazir. And the Mishnah begins, Shnei Nazirim, if there are two people that were Mekabel Naziris, and the Mefarash says, Shekiblu Aleim Naziris Biachad, did Mekabel the Naziris at the same time. time, and although the Mefarish says that they were makabel and nazirus at the same time, in reality, even if they were makabel and nazirus at different times, the same din of the Mishnah would apply. However, the Mefarish is telling us that practically this would make more sense when we learn our Mishnah, and therefore, if you have two nazirim, she'amal and echad, and someone comes over to them, and as an eid echad comes and states to them, re'isi echad mekem shenitma, then I know that one of you became tamei. However, ve'ini yadei eiz mekem, and I'm not certain which one of you became tamei. So now we have a problem because there's a din of eid echad and bisurei. And as Tesis says, sarach leim shein sheiskim, we have to say that they were both quiet. Shimhayu machish naisei, because if they were machish is eid echad, loy hayu neman, then the eid echad would not be neman. Can I mean bekedushim in parak oimer eid echad bachasha mi mehemen, that even if the bali dover are machish the eid echad, the eid echad would not be neman. But in any case, over here, since the eid echad said that one of you are tamei meis, we now have a suffix, which one of them is tamei meis. And generally, when we have a suffix, when there's a shayla on an issa deraisa, then we say suffix deraisa l'chumra. So l'chumra over here, we should say that suffix deraisa l'chumra, they should be tamei mis suffix. However, as we know, but the gate of din of tumma, we don't base our dinim on the din of suffix deraisa l'chumra. We learn from the din of saita that there's a special din, but the gate of tumma, that suffix tumma b'shus yachid is svekei tamei, suffix tumma b'shus rabim is svekei tar. And our Mishnah, we're talking about a scenario where was Rishus Yachid, since the suffix arose in Rishus Yachid, so the din is that Sveikai Tamei. And the Mishnah continues that certainly within the first 30 days, can't do anything in our scenario because we definitely know that one of them was Tar, and therefore that person is still a Nazir Tar and can't cut his hair for the entire period of Naziris for the entire 30 days. And therefore the Mishnah states, Megachim Ruvin, Karban Tumah VeKarban Tarah, after 30 days, then both Ruvin and Shimon would have to shave off their hair of the head, and one of them is shaving off the hair of the head based on the fact that they are tummy, and the other one is shaving off the hair of the head since they are at the end of the Nazir's period, and therefore they have a chiyuv of taglachas. And then umivin carbon tumah v'karban tarah, they bring two sets of karbanos. They bring the karbanos that nazir tummy brings, which is the sham nazir, the chatas and oil saif, and they also bring the chatas oil shlamim, which a nazir tar would bring at the end of his period of Nazir's. And the Mishnah continues, va'oimem, one of them says, imanihu tummy carbon tumah shli v'karban tarah shalcha, if I was the one who became tummy, then the carbon tumah that we're bringing is my karbanos tumah, and the carbon tarah that we both paid for will belong to you, and you'll be able to be yitzah yichyuv ma bring your karbanos of tarah after you complete your days in Nazirus. And he continues and states, v'imaniyu atar, and if I'm the one that was tar and I did not become tummy, so carbon tarah shali, then the karbanos for tarah should be mine because I'm at the completion of my Nazirus period. The carbon tumah shalcha and the sham nazir and the chatas il saif will be for you chiyuvim since you became tummy and you have a chiyuv to bring these karbanos as a nazir tummy. Now, even though one of these people were nazir tar and therefore he completed his days in Nazirus, however, we're not sure which one was the nazir tar, and therefore at this point both Reuven and Shimon cannot drink wine or be metamel mesim, as one of them certainly was a nazir tummy, and therefore he now has to restart his Nazirus period and count another 30 days until he completes his Nazirus b'tayra, and therefore the seifim shleishim yom, they would now count an additional 30 days. And at that point, as we will see in the Gemara, that the din would be that they would both be megaleach, they would both shave off all the hair. The Mishnah teaches us umvin carbon tyra, they would bring one set of karbonis for the tyra, they would bring a chatas oil and shlamim, and they would say, imanihu atamei, if I'm the one that was tamei, carbon tumah shali, and the original set of karbonis that we brought for being another tamei were my karbonis, the carbon tyra shalcha, and the original karbonis that we brought for being another tar were yours, vizer carbon tyrasi, and therefore this carbon that we're bringing at this moment being brought because I now completed my nazirus b'tayra, and therefore I have a chiyav to bring karbonis, v'imanihu atar, and if I was the one who originally was tar, then carbon tyra shali, and the original set of karbonis that we brought for nazirus b'tayra were for my completion of my nazirus b'tayra, the carbon tumah shalcha, and the original karbonis tumah that we brought were for your obligation, v'zeh carbon tyrascha, and now that you're nazir tar, and you have a chiyav to bring the karbonis that you bring at the completion of nazirus, the chatas elin shlamim, so therefore these karbonis are for your chiyuvim. Taisus points out, although our Mishnah keeps saying that they have to say such a lashon, however, Zok Taisus lav dafka nakat va'imer ela zayikur l'shem mishu v'zayikur l'shem mishu. Other Rishonim are chaylik and Taisus, and they say that you have to actually say this lashon, and it's not enough just to go and bring this karbonis bestam. Also, when we were mefarish the Mishnah, we explained the mevi'in carbon tumah that they would bring a carbon tumah, and we explained that the carbon tumah includes the sham nazir and the chatas and oil sa'if. However, Zok Taisus carbon tumah chatas oiv va'il sa'if aval osham loy maisi al safik, but you're not bringing osham when there's a suffix if you have to bring that osham, and it's a bit tzarech bia because l'chay over here there's definitely a chiyuv of an osham, and you're actually just saying a t'nai as to who has ownership of that osham, and and lechera may not fit into the standard category of bringing an asham al safek to tzarech bia. However, I in the Gilyan Hashas on the side of the Gemara from Rabbi Kveigo, where he said, seeing zeh shayich lekamon dafnun tasman beis, that these taisusin are shayich to the Gemara on dafnun tasman beis, and over there this taisus would make sense. The Gemara begins and discusses our Mishnah. Ktani, we learned in our Mishnah shnei nazirim she'amolam echad, that there were two nazirim that were mekabel nazirus, and 1 8 comes and says, ve'isi echad mekem shenitma, that I saw that one of you became tamei, beni yedeya is mekem, and I don't know which one of you became tamei. And based on the din of safek tamei b'shus yachid, we said that sveker tamei, and we have to be choshish that one of them became tamei. And Gemara asks, v'amai, and why do we say such a din? If kol safek tamei b'shus yachid mehechi afinla, if the only way that we understand that safek tamei b'shus yachid is sveker tamei is based on the limud that we have from Saita, and the limud is that just like we find that a person is not sure if his wife was mezana with someone, but since they were secluded together in b'shus yachid, so the Torah teaches us that she becomes asa to her husband, and therefore we see that safek tum b'shus yachid is sveker tamei, and we apply that to other dinim of safek tum as well. However, the definition of b'shus yachid b'negated din of safek tum is similar to b'shus yachid of a saita, and we learn out mas saita boil v'nevelas, just like b'negated saita, the only two people that were in this room and were secluded together were this man and the woman, this boil v'nevelas, because if there would be one other person there, then there would not be a safek any longer, as that person would know that they were either mezana or they weren't mezana. So af kol safek tum b'shus yachid could go into ikka betray, and therefore when we say a cloud that safek tum b'shus yachid is sveker tamei, we define the b'shus yachid as having two people there. But once there's more than two people in that scenario, then we consider it b'shus rabim. Therefore, the standard din of safek tum b'shus rabim sveker tar would apply, and we would use the standard dinim that we have in the Torah, because a person that went into a certain area had a chazaka of tyra. There was a chazaka that he was tar, and therefore we continue with that chazaka, and we say that even though a safek arose, the chazaka would say that this person is tar. The only way that we say the person becomes tamei is only based on gzeiras hakasa by saita that tells us that even though you have a chazaka, but since the safek arose in rishus yachid, then we have a special gzeiras hakasa that says that you're tamei. Therefore, the Gemara says that in our case, how can we say that the din of safek to rishus yachid applies? Aval hacha shnei nazirim v'hai dekoy gabein hatlasa, so hafali safek to rishus rabim v'chal safek to rishus rabim sveikoy tar. In our case, we have the two nazirim that were standing there. We have the eid echad that was there who testified and said that I saw that one of you became tamei, and therefore there were three people over there. And as we stated, that once we have three people in an area, that is not defined any longer as a rishus yachid b'negeid din of safek tumah, and it's defined as a rishus rabim, and therefore the klal of safek tumah rishus rabim sveikoy tar should apply. Why would they have to be chayshish at all that maybe one of them is tamei at all? And the Gemara answers, "I'm Rabbi Bar Rav Huna." Rabbi Bar Rav Huna responds, "Ba'im v'isi tumah shenizruk b'neichem, the eid echad was not together with these two people. He was much further away, and he said, I saw from a distance that there was tumah that was thrown into this area, and I know that one of you came in takatik with that tumah. However, I couldn't see which one of you became tamei, and therefore I never really knew which one of you became tamei, and that's why we have a suffolk tumah over here. And since there were only two people in that area, therefore it's a suffolk tumah b'shus yachid and sveikoy tamei." And the Gemara continues, "Om Rav Ashi," and Rav Ashi teaches us, "Dekinami, I'll bring you right that this is correct." And we continue on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, "Dektani, because our Mishnah stated, Beini Yedeya is mikem, and I'm not certain which one of you became tamei." As Taisa states, the mashma, that's mashma shalei noydolei ma'ilam, that he never knew which one became tamei, mishun doloi havabahan, because he wasn't together with them, migdoi tani shechachti, because he didn't say that at one point I saw that one of you became tamei, and I knew which one of you became tamei, and I just forgot which one of you became tamei. And since he didn't say such a lashon, therefore, shma mina, it's a good raya that he must have been further away, and actually at the place where the tumah rose, it were only these two nazirim, and therefore it's a classic case of rishus yachid, and therefore we say the din of safek tum rishus yachid, that's sveikoy tamei. And there's a very important taisis at the bottom of Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph that should be bothering all of us, as taisis is from taima im kein yavi kol echad karbet tumah vaday. Since the Gemara over here is using the klal of safek tum rishus yachid and the din is that sveikoy tamei, so therefore both of these nazirim have the same suffix, and lechayr we should say that they're both going to be considered tamei bevaday midiraisa, and they should both have to go through the process that another tamei does, and they should both have to do taglachas and bring their sets of karbanos that another tamei brings. And as Taisus brings uraya, because we know that the sarf and la truma, when we have a suffix tumah but a geir of truma, that we even could burn it, even though generally when we have a suffix of truma is tamei, then there's going to be an issa to burn it. Taisus answers, "V'yesh lema d'loy gamir misaita al dav she'ef shaliyas kesaita de'ef she'shin veis." Only time that we learn from saita is only in a case where it's possible that this thing happened and that actually that person became tamei. However, since in our case the eid echad is definitely saying that I know one of you is definitely not tamei, so therefore we can't compare this mamish to a saita, Therefore, we cannot say that both of them should bring the kabbonis of another tomei and be megaleach. And Ayin Taisis, who continues and brings another strong question and a teretz, and since it's not so totally relevant to our sugya, so we will not discuss this inside Taisis. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah Megalchon Mavian that both of these nazirim would shave off their head. They would bring their two kabbonis and they would make a tnai, and then they would wait another 30 days. And as we explained the Mishnah, that at that point they would once again both shave their hair. Then they would bring one more set of kabbonis of a nazir tar, and they would say, whichever one of us was the nazir tameh, at this point he completed his nazir's betayra, and therefore these kabbonis should be for his completion of nazir's betayra. And Gemara asks, v'amai, how could we say that the second time both of them should shave their hair? Dilma lavat mein, you know, but certainly one of them was not tameh, and therefore he already completed his nazir's betayra 30 days ago, and he already shaved his hair, and he brought his carbon, and therefore he has no right to shave his hair at this point, as v'kavid hakafa, as will be over the issa of hakafa sarosh. Gemara answers, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel responds, Ein hachinami be'ishav katan. Our case of Mishnah has to be discussing where both of the nazirim were women, or they were ketanim, and a woman doesn't have the issa of leisa kifu pas roishrim, as since they don't have the issa of leisashchus as pasuk hanecha, since they don't have beards, therefore the beginning of the pasuk that states leisa kifu pas roishrim is also not relevant to them, and that's why there is no issa for them to shave the hair, and that's why in the Mishnah states that both of them have to shave the hair. In addition, it could be talking about two ketanim. Of course, since ketanim are not yet mechuyev b'mitzvahs, so therefore there's no problem for them to shave the hair at this point. And the Rosh points out that how is it possible that a ketan became a nazir? And the Rosh says, shu mufla samach l'ish, because we know that a boy that's 12 years and 1 day old is called a mufla samach l'ish, and as long as he has das and he knows who he's making the darim to, the din is he can make the darim, and just like he can make a nedah, he could also be makabal on himself a naziris, because a naziris is a type of a nedah, and the same applies to a girl who's 11 years old and 1 day. Now, our Mishnah is talking about a scenario where there were two ketanim that were mufla samach l'ish, and they were makabal naziris, but the maisa they don't have an issa of hakafas harosh, and that's why it's possible that both of them will shave their hair, even though one of them certainly completed the naziris process 30 days ago. However, l'chari, even without the Russia scenario, we can have a scenario where a father went and he was makabal naziris for his children, as we learned earlier in the Masechta, that that's also a possible way for a ketan to become a nazir. L'chari, if the case of our Mishnah would be by two gdailim, so then it would be based on the machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim, the taglachas of a nazir is ma'akev or not. According to Rabbi Lezer, it's ma'akev, and according to Chachamim, it's not ma'akev. I am the Gemara that we had on Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, and the Gemara continues, v'lukma begadol. Why did Shmuel have to say we're talking about an isha or a katan? Let him say it's talking about a gadol. V'akaf is called rush leishma akafa, and since a nazir has to shave off all his hair, therefore he won't be oiva on the issa of leisakifu pas reishchem, as that issa is only applicable if you actually only cut off your payas. But if you cut off all your hair, then it's not awesome and deraisa. And the Gemara therefore says, by the fact that Shmuel did not say this, and therefore we see that Shmuel holds hakaf is called rush shma akafa. Even if someone shaves off all of the hair, they are still oiva on the issa of leisakifu pas reishchem. And the Gemara continues, mazutra masi la lahad Shmuel asefa. Mazutra learned this din of Shmuel on the sefa, referring to the Mishnah that we're going to have on Daf Nun Tesam Beis, and which we already mentioned on Daf Nun Heim Beis, as the Mishnah over there states, nazir shayutam b'safik u'muchlet b'safik. If there was a nazir who was a vade nazir, he was a safik if he was a tamei beis, and he was also a safik if he was a mitzari muchlet. So the din is oichel b'kachim la'achas shishim yayim, and he can eat kachim after 60 days, and he can only drink wine and be metamel mesim after 120 days. And we also learned u'megaleich dal taglachos that he has to shave his head 4 different times. Even though for certain he is a nazir and therefore he has to shave his head at least one time. However, as we learned before, in this case, this nazir who is a suffolk, if he's a mitzari muchlet, would actually shave off all of his hair of his body after 30 days as well as after 60 days. And l'chari, at that point, since he's a suffolk, if he's a mitzari muchlet or not, l'chari, we should be chayshish that maybe he's being oiva on the issa of leisakifu bas reishchem by shaving off his hair, and he's also being oiva leisashos as pasuk hanecha by shaving off the rest of his hair of his body, which includes the hair by his beard. And when this nazir, who is a suffolk tamei meis, shaves his third time, that's because potentially he's a suffolk tamei meis, and l'chari on the tzadi is not a tamei meis. How could he shave the hair of his head? If l'maisa he may be oivan leisakifu pas reishchem. And as the Gemara now is, amai, how can he do so? V'ka'ovid hashchasa v'akafa. But l'maisa potentially is being oivan the issa hashchasa as well as hakafa. And Mazutra explained that it is in regard to this question that Shmuel responded that Amar Shmuel be'ishiv katan, that we're talking about a case that this person who is a nazir vadai, who had a suffolk if he's a tamei meis and a suffolk if he's a mitzari muchlet, is talking specifically about a woman or a katan whom are not including the issa of leisakifu pas reishchem and leisashchus says pasuk hanecha. And before we continue with the next Gemara, let's just point out that we'll see a machlekes between Rav Huna and Rav Ada bar Hava, and even though it's not going to be mashma like this, however, the machlekes is as follows. Rav Huna holds that the issa of leisakivu pas reishchem is that a person cannot have his pay is cut off his hair. He can't do it himself, and he can't have a barber do it for him. And there is also an issa for a barber to cut off the payas of another person, and even if that person would be a cotton, and the cotton doesn't have an issa to cut off his own payas, however, a barber would still have the issa of cutting off the payas of a cotton. However, as we will see, Rav Huna holds that a woman doesn't have an issa to cut off their own hair, therefore they're not in the pasha of leisakivu pas reishchem and leisaskus pas gnecha, and therefore they would not have an issa to act as a barber and cut off someone else's hair. Rav Ada bar Hava holds that although there is an issa for a barber to shave off the payas of another person, however, that's only if he's shaving off the payas of a person that's mechuyev to keep this issa. However, since a cotton does not have the issa for cutting off his payas, therefore a barber would not be usa to cut off the payas of a cotton. Based on this saktama, Amar Rav Huna states, Hamakiv zakotin harei uchayiv. If a barber cuts off the payas of a cotton, he would be chayiv malchus. Now it's clear from next Gemara that in the times of Rav Huna, the standard was that children would shave off all of their hair and they would not have payas and they would be completely bald. Therefore, Amalei Rav Ada bar Hava Rav Huna. So Rav Ada bar Hava is Rav Huna l'detcha according to your shita that there's even an issa for a barber to shave off the payas of the cotton. Man megaleich lahain, who shaves off the hair of your children and they shave off all of the hair, including the payas. And Amalei and Rav Huna responded to Rav Ada bar Hava, Chayva, my wife whose name is Chayva, cuts off all the hair, and I hold that the only issa is for a barber who's a male to shave off the hair of another male. However, there is no issa for a woman to shave off the hair of a male, since a woman is not shaykh to the pasha of leisakivu pas reishchem, since they're not in the pasha of leisaskus as pasa kanecha, as we explain. As we explain, Rav Ada bar Hava really hold that there is no problem for anyone to shave off the hair and the payas of a child, because since the child is not including the issa, so therefore even a male could go and be a barber and shave off the payas of a cotton. However, according to Rav Huna shita, that he holds that a barber would be chayiv for cutting off his child's hair, so Rav Ada bar Hava felt there should be no difference between a barber who's male or a female barber, and therefore he said, Takbirin chayiv lebani l'chayiv, based on the fact that your wife is cutting off your child's hair, are you not nervous that there will be an einish for your children and your children will die early? And the Gemara continues and tells us, Kul shnid Rav Ada bar Hava, for all the years Rav Ada bar Hava l'yikayim le zar l'Rav Huna, all of Rav Huna's children would die young. And as the Rush explained, that Rav Ada bar Hava was not giving a klola to Rav Huna's children, but he was just saying this as a matter of fact, but since he said it, so it was kishkoga yoytzim and piya shalit, ultimately it caused that Rav Huna's children did not live. And the Gemara continues, mechte tabayu sfir luhu akafas kol rosh shma akafa. From our sugi we see that both Rav Huna as well as Rav Ada bar Hava agree that if someone shaves off all of a person's hair, including his payas, it would still be over the issa of akafas harosh. And how do we see this? Since the minig was that they would shave off all of the hair of the child, if we hold akafas kol rosh loishma akafa, so then Rav Ada bar Hava would not have a question of Rav Huna as to how he did it, and Rav Huna could have responded and said, the reason why we do it is because I hold hakafas kol rosh loishma akafa, and instead Rav Huna responded that my wife does it, I don't feel there's an issa for my wife to be makif and to be a barber for my child. But lemaisa we see that both of them hold hakafas kol rosh ma akafa, and the Gemara therefore asks, but Maika Mifli, what is really the machlekes between Rav Huna and Rav Ada bar Hava? And the Gemara explains, Rav Huna savra, Rav Huna holds that the pasuk states leisakivu pas reishchem veleisaskus says pasuk kanecha, and therefore we compare one to the other. Anyone that's in the chiyuv and the issa of ashkosas hazokin is also in the chiyuv and the issa of akafas harish. V'hani nashi hil v'les no b'ashkosa v'les no nam b'akafa. And since a woman is not shaykh to the pasha of ashkosas hazokin, as they don't have beards, therefore the first issa that states in this pasuk is also not applicable to a woman, and therefore a woman doesn't have an issa of leisakivu pas reishchem. And since she doesn't have an issa to cut her own hair, therefore there's no issa for her to cut others. A woman could act as a barber even for a gadol and certainly for a cotton. And that's why Rav Huna said that my wife Chayva was able to act as a barber to cut off my child's payas. Rav Ada bar Hava Sava, Rav Ada bar Hava holds Echad HaMakev, Echad HaNikev B'mashma, that from the pasuk that states Leisakifu Pas Reishchem, it's not only mashma that there's an issa for a person to cut off their own hair or to have their own hair cut, but there's an issa for a barber to cut off someone else's hair. And then we compare the two to each other. V'iskish Makev HaNikev, Kol Hecha D'Nikev M'chayev, as long as the person who's getting the haircut would be chayev for cutting their payas, so therefore there's an issa on the barber to cut off their payas. That issa applies both to a male barber and to a female barber. And therefore Rav Ada bar Hava explains that according to my own shita, it never bothered me how children would have a complete haircut and they would cut off their payas, because b'hai cotton hoyel v'hu gufei la ba'in shenu, that since the cotton is not included in the zaynish and is not included issa of leisikifu pas reishchem makif nami loy mechayev. Therefore, any barber doesn't have an issa to cut off their payas either, and it doesn't make a difference if that barber would be male or female. And we will stop over here.